When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get wholly developed spirit, soul, and body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed. Spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We're so glad that you've joined us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast today. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
I like it when you say that.
Copeland Pearsons. And we're grateful to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for allowing us to do this. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria. We love you. We bless you. And we are so grateful for all that you've done for the, what?
I just want to say something.
Oh, for the body of Christ.
Yes.
Go.
Well, just the other day, George, there were some, as we've been talking all this past week, about difficulties and things we've seen in our own lives, mm-hmm. pressures and mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. in the church, on the staff, et cetera. And it just, boy, the squeeze was on the last 30, 45 days especially. And we looked at each other and we said, thank God for our training. I said, thank God for my dad. Thank God for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Thank God for Kenneth Hagin. Thank God for this, because without hearing from them, learning what we've learned, and then, of course, we've had to apply it and learn it in our own lives, you know, just having the same last name doesn't get you anywhere in spiritual things. But I'm telling you, I'm so grateful for them and what they've taught us and what we've learned. And it's just our pleasure, our heart, and truly our passion to get to you the things that have time and again saved our lives, saved our families, saved our ministries. Yeah. Time would never permit all the things that we could attest to, the training that we've had and how to be strong in the Lord. And the power
Praise
of
God.
His might.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful for
and
that.
All these outlines are available to you free on kcm.org/notes. And you can print those out. You can print them out right now. Follow us on these and you can add your own notes to it. Pastors, ministers, you can build a series in your church on this. I mean, these are valuable to you. So we make those available to you.
Yeah, and we'd like to hear from you. You know, maybe you have been using notes from the broadcast for your Bible study or just for your own. So I'd really like to hear from you. We put so much effort into it. Our whole team does. You know, it's not just us. There's a lot of people that invest their own lives and heart and faith into this on your behalf. So I really wish you would take a little bit of time and reach out, make a phone call or drop us an email and let us know how the Believer's Voice of Victory or these broadcasts specifically, let us know how those are ministering to you and the product that we're offering. We call it product around here, but this MP3 CD-ROM because of 12 messages from Brother Copeland. That's gold.
So we've been talking about on this week and next week, we're talking about becoming strong in the end times. These are crazy times that we're in, and we know that the pressure's being turned up. We can feel it. We can sense it. But we don't have to cave to it. We don't have to get into it. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So why don't you start us off? And we're going to be talking today about the 7 benefits. I love this. 7 benefits of having a strong spirit. So go ahead.
So You know, we spent a lot of time earlier in the week, so I'm just going to hit the highlights of this. I really encourage you to go back and watch broadcasts, of course. But when we look at the world around us, we hardly even need a Bible to see that the intensity is turning up. Everybody can see that. The difference between having a Bible and those that don't is that the world will try to normalize that, and they're overwhelmed by it and taken down by it. But Jesus said, you should be of good cheer. You should be thrilled because I've overcome the world.
Right.
And he told us these kind of things were coming. He told us about the external circumstances of everything from wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, ethnic group against ethnic group, but also famines, pestilences, earthquakes, storms, all of that, the external. Then he said there would be the people pressures as well. Deception, trouble, pressure, betrayal, persecution, mass slaughter even of people. And that he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't do it. Well, we can't do that on our own. We're going to have to use the resources that Jesus gave us in the scripture to be able to be strong, to not be troubled, and to not be deceived in a day that's permeated with deception. Now, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, he said that in the last days will come perilous times of great stress and trouble. You know, George, stress is like a byword in our society.
It is. Yeah.
I'm so stressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have pills and medicines and all kinds of things trying to get rid of stress. But no matter what you take or do naturally, it will never eliminate the stress that's within, because this kind of pressure comes from a spiritual climate that's escalating. Darkness against light. So even as dark as it gets, we have light that is brighter and brighter still.
Okay, so we have seven benefits. And we need to move along with this.
Move it. Ready, set,
okay.
Go.
I did the first one yesterday. Benefit number one, a strong spirit will get you through anything. Anything. And our foundation scripture, Proverbs 18:14, the Amplified Translation says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear? So a strong spirit will get you through anything in life. It covers the whole gamut. The stronger you are in your spirit, the easier it is to be able to get through whatever you're going through. So benefit number two.
Benefit number two, a strong spirit will help you receive from God.
Oh, that's a good one.
Important. You know, people want to blame God. Well, I prayed and he didn't answer. Well, he provided, but you weren't strong enough to receive it. You know, this was something I think maybe you heard Keith Moore say. It says you can't catch much with a Snoopy fishing pole. You know, a little kid's fishing pole. And if your fishing pole has Snoopy on it, I guarantee you, you're not going to catch much. And if much latched onto your bait, is going to eat your pole too.
That's right.
So
if your faith has Snoopy on it.
If you've got Snoopy faith, you're not going to get much out of that either. You can't receive. Now, the example of that, and I just could hardly wait to show you this. So this is a picture of one of our super kids at Super Kid Camp. This is O'Brien Mahoney. He's got a kid fishing pole. Now, it's a real fishing pole. It's not a Snoopy pole.
Yep.
But it is kid size. And look what he caught there. Look at that fish. But I'm telling you what, if you had to survive very long on that fish, you wouldn't last long. He looks tough, doesn't he?
He does.
But, you know, as we grow up in faith, we grow up in the Word, we're supposed to be strong. And so what happens then? We grow up with a stronger faith, meaning a stronger line, a stronger reel-to-reel, a stronger ability, and it would look something more like this.
Oh, there you
now,
go.
Now, that's what
that's
we're supposed to.
That's strong faith
That's
there.
Faith. That, yeah,
like that. No,
and that pole, not breakable. You can't break that pole. You have to have a whale on the other end of that thing to break it. Why? And that's a lot of resistance, a lot of fight. There's and that'll put a big fight on, but as long as you're strong in the Lord and you hold on to your strong faith, then you can reel in from the Lord the things that he has promised you.
That's right.
Hebrews 6:12 says, through faith and
patience,
we inherit the promises. So there's an inheritance provided for you, but you receive that inheritance through faith and patience. You know that deep sea fishing, George?
Right.
It takes a lot of patience to reel that in.
Yep.
It's a lot of work, but you hang in there and you're strong enough to do it. Your faith is strong enough to do it. You won't be disappointed.
All right, number three, benefit number three, a strong spirit will help you hold on to what you receive. Ah, It says in Galatians 6:9 Amplified, let us not lose heart or grow weary or faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So we have to picture ourselves like this and refuse to not let go of what God's given to us.
Picture it so that when you see yourself start to let go and be moved and get panicked or emotional, I am not doing that. And use your faith. Use your faith. I had a woman the other day, George, and she was so panicked and she was starting to hyperventilate. And I just said, use your faith. And she knew exactly what to do. And within seconds, that panic was gone,
praise
the anxiety
God.
Attack was gone, and she was on top of it.
Yep.
Sometimes we just have to stop and take hold.
Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast or hold on to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And so that's how we can be strong. To hold fast, really, in the Greek, it means to keep firm possession of. You can call it bulldog faith. A bulldog bites down on the bone and does not let it go. And the Amplified Bible says, let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering. So a strong spirit will help you hold on, keep it, keep what you receive.
This is one of my favorite demonstrations as well. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we actually practiced this.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so there are people that are so weak in their spirit and so weak in their faith that while God's trying to get it to them, they can't receive. You try to get it to them and it just nothing happens. Through doubt, unbelief, ignorance. But then there are people that are, they've got some spiritual strength and they get it and they take it, but the devil comes and it's very easy. Little pressure, little trouble. Then people continue to grow in the Lord and they've got it, but the devil puts on a little more pressure and he's able to take it away. Whoo, but when you keep going to that spiritual gym and you keep exercising your faith. Oh, that's good. Do it again. And so then what happens? Then get it. And no matter what the devil does, he can't take it away. Okay? But then there's one more level, and that is when the devil has taken away from you, trying to keep from you God's blessing, and then what does a person with strong faith do when the devil's got something?
I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, and I'm taking it back.
I go to the gym too, you know. But the thing of it is that we're able to keep what we have, but a strong spirit takes what the devil's tried to keep back.
That's right. That's right. The next one, number four, a strong spirit will help you resist the devil and temptation. This is interesting. Listen to Ezekiel 16:13. How weak is your heart, saith the Lord God, seeing you do all these things, all these bad things. Proverbs 16:32, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So you could really translate the word spirit there to life. And he who rules over his inner man, his mind, will, and emotions, is mightier than someone who only controls others.
You know, it's that people are well developed in controlling other people. They can't control themselves.
Yeah.
And so the person who can control themselves, control their emotions, control those things and not be led and drug around by them, that person is stronger and mightier than. And really, that speaks very much because this, our whole society is very much about manipulation and control. And we want to be sure that we're not caught up doing that because it's the norm of society. That's not what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. You resist the devil. You resist the temptation. And that's what a strong spirit does. When a temptation will come for you to do something that you're not supposed to do, it's easier to say no. No. Why? Because you're strong on the inside.
You know, if temptations, and this, you know, we've all had things that are not easy to walk away from. Whether it's food, other addictions, addictive behaviors, it can be perhaps easy to be angry, lose your temper, touchy, fretful, worry. Worry's a big one. You have to learn to be strong in the Lord and refuse to worry. And it takes a real consecration to do that. That's what Pastor's talking about. He says, weak is your heart because you're doing these things. Mm-hmm. If you're letting overeating just run over you and other food, all kinds of things, anything like that,
or
and that soda that you just have to have every day, that's driving you instead of you determining, instead of you being in control, is an indication of a weak spirit in that area. And don't let anything boss you around. Nothing tells me what
that's
to do
right.
except the Word of God and the way it tells me to live and be submitted to others.
Yeah, I only say what the Lord tells me to say. I only do what the Lord shows me to do.
That's what Jesus said. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you are able to resist the devil like that. The stronger you are, the easier it is to resist that temptation.
In Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might so that you're able to stand against the wiles, or the Amplified says, the strategies and the deceitfulness of the devil. You know, we've all been deceived, but we didn't know we were deceived, because if you know you're deceived, you're not deceived.
Just, say that again?
No.
Okay.
But deception is cruel, and the devil's the master of it. And so what I'm saying to you is, it's only by the strength of the inner man, the Holy Spirit in the inner man, that we are able to not be deceived and to recognize His deceitfulness.
Benefit number five, a strong spirit will help you help others. This is so important. Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. And then it says in Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. When you're converted, strengthen thy brethren. In verse 32, in one of these translations, the Bible in Basic English, make your brothers strong. So the stronger you are, the easier it is to help people. And that's what, especially pastoring a church and being a pastor, it is our responsibility to be strong for our congregation, no matter what they're going through, no matter what is happening. And Terry, we found that even just recently, all of the different things that are happening, there is a spiritual strength to be able to reach out and help the congregation. Well, that belongs to all of us. And that when you have a strong spirit, it's easier to help others for that. Okay,
yep.
Number six.
A strong spirit will help you withstand impact and pressure. This example you gave, George, talking about buildings in earthquake-prone zones like San Francisco other places, you can tell the difference between the buildings that were built up and reinforced in preparation for the shaking versus the ones that weren't. The ones that weren't caved.
Yep.
They fell under the pressure, and it was a terrible collapse, and people are hurt. But the ones, they may have felt the shaking, but it didn't collapse. Jesus put it this way in Luke 6, verse 47 through 49. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, or hears the word, and does them. Those are the things. Come, you have to go to the word, hear the word, do the word. Go to the word, hear the word, do the word.
Yeah.
That's really the formula for developing a strong spirit. He said, I'll show you what he's like. He's like a man building a house. So this is not something that's a one and done. It's something we build. And it says he dug deep. This is not drive-through spiritual growth. You have to invest. That's why the product that we're giving you about being wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body, 12 messages. You have to dig deep. You have to invest time and effort. Lay the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man. See, it's not enough to hear. Mm-hmm. If you don't do anything, yeah. then you're like the yeah. man who yeah. built the house on the sand or on the earth without a foundation, and against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. We moved into a house one time. We'd lived in a house. It was a good house. Mm-hmm. But I remember when the storm would come, yeah. the windows would yeah. shake a little yeah. bit, and you'd hear it yeah. and the thunder. And it was a nice brick house. But then we took a step up, and we got a house that was a nicer brick house. And I remember one time you said to me, "My goodness, at the storm that's out there." I said, "What storm?"
Yeah, couldn't hear it.
Couldn't feel it. I had to actually look.
Yeah.
The storms of life can be going on, and you know there's a storm, but it doesn't shake or rattle you. And that's when you're able then to bring other people into your house and provide for them. James 1 says, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work." Don't give up. Let it go all the way through to the end so that you can be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. He said, don't give up till you've got it all. Don't give up until you're completely through that thing, and then dust yourself off and say, ha, ha, ha. Count it all joy, because now I've come through that and I can do it again.
That's right. Finally, number 7, a strong spirit will build a protective barrier around your heart. The stronger your spirit, the stronger the spirit, the harder for sickness to penetrate, the harder for evil thoughts to penetrate. Discouragement doesn't sway it. Fear doesn't stop it. Offense can't enter into it. And we read the scripture a few days ago in the 112th Psalm, verses 6 and 7. "Surely he has not been moved forever. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established." Say, "I am strong in the Lord.
I'm strong in the Lord.
And in the power of his might."
I'm in the power of his might.
I'm getting stronger every day.
Stronger every day.
And let me add one more to this as well. Where your offerings are concerned, and it's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, where our offerings are concerned, the stronger you are, the easier it is to receive from God and to call in the harvest. And the Lord quickened this scripture to me, Luke chapter 6, 38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured back to you." You can give in strength. You can give in faith, believing God, and you will see the hundredfold return. You will see the return on that giving, that powerful giving that you do. And this just excites me, Terry, because the stronger we are, the greater our harvest. The stronger we are, the more opportunity we have for that coming back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Do you see that? Do you see the concept of that?
Well, that reminds me of what we talked about earlier with our super kid with his little fishing pole.
Exactly.
Hey, that was a harvest.
Yeah.
He put a little piece of bait out there, and he got a harvest, and he rejoiced over that harvest. He was happy. But there's a process, and you don't go from a Snoopy pole to deep sea fishing. You don't go from that. So you grow up, and the stronger your faith is, the stronger, the bigger your bait.
Yeah.
The stronger your seed. The more giving you are. We give more freely now than we ever have.
We do.
Because we're stronger in the Lord.
Yes.
And when you sow that seed in faith, and then the stronger your receiver is to bring in a bigger harvest. So you've got little fish harvest, big marlin harvest.
Yes. And we, even as you prepare your offering today, we're going to pray over it. And I want to thank our partners, all of our partners who give into this ministry. I'm telling you, folks, we pray for you all the time. And we know that we're doing what we're doing right now because of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the faithful giving. And we're believing for our partners to receive even a greater harvest as they sow into this work, because the work is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, even with the Victory Channel, we've got 35 broadcasters that are on there that our partners are supporting. It's amazing what they're doing.
You know, the partners are the ones that said, hey, I want to give regularly. I'm going to pray. I'm going to sow financially. I want to partner with you. But you know, we're blessed by people that just say, I just want to send an offering to you.
Exactly.
We appreciate that.
Exactly.
You know, we're some really big, some smaller, but we are grateful when anybody trusts what we're doing enough to sow financially into it.
But they, people that aren't a partner, they can become a partner with us. They can join with us.
That's right.
And the information is on the screen if you want to know about becoming a partner, kcm.org/partner. And be a part of everything that God is doing through this ministry. There's so much going on. There's the KCM. There's the church. There's Kenneth Copeland Bible College. There's the Victory Channel. There's Global. There's Israel. It's on and on and on. And when you sow into the good ground of this ministry, we are in agreement with you right now for the mighty harvest that's coming. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over this one as they prepare to give today. And as the word of God says, give and it shall be given. Give in your strength, in the strength that God has given to you, in a new strength. Sow in strength, and then believe and receive the harvest in strength. Say, harvest.
Harvest.
I call you into me now.
I call you into me now.
Come to me.
Come to me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive every bill paid.
I receive every bill paid.
Every debt wiped out.
Every debt wiped out.
Every need supplied.
Every need supplied.
I have a surplus of prosperity.
I have a surplus of prosperity.
To bless others.
To bless others.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
George, this has been a fun week. We really want to hear from you. You can call the number or the information that's on your screen there so we can pray for you then. But also, we want to hear from you. Tell us how these broadcasts are helping and ministering to you. George and I really enjoy that when we're on the BVOV from hearing from our friends and partners. And we'll be back next week. We're going to continue this about growing strong in the Lord. But until then, remember, God loves you. We love you. And
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.